Dimitri Lascaris. Could you just introduce yourself?
Sure, I'm Dimitri Lascaris. I'm a lawyer, journalist, and activist. I'm also the lawyer who's acting on behalf of the organizers of the Al-Quds Committee.
So, why are you here today?
For the cause of justice. There are people in Palestine who have been subjected to the most horrific forms of abuse and oppression and apartheid for decades, with the complete complicity of the Canadian government. I, as a Canadian citizen, a person on whose behalf this government purports to speak, I have an obligation to denounce my government and to apply pressure on my government to stop supporting this criminal apartheid regime.
Okay. So now that Palestine has been occupied for nearly a century, what do you think needs to happen?
There's only one solution to this extraordinary injustice, and that is the imposition of economic sanctions on the state of Israel. All of the rhetoric has not amounted to a hill of beans. There have been dozens and dozens of condemnations of Israel at the United Nations General Assembly, at the United Nations Security Council, by human rights organizations. Israel is shielded by impunity, which is being afforded to it by Western governments, impunity from costs, from penalties for its criminal behavior. And we have to begin to apply sanctions to the state of Israel as we do to other states that are human rights violators. All we're asking for is that Israel be treated the same way that our government treats 19 other human rights violators on whom it imposes sanctions. When that happens, the Palestinian people will have justice faster than one could possibly imagine.
All right. And now that the deal of the century has been drafted, a deal that could potentially be the end of Palestine, what do you think needs to happen with that?
No, the spirit of the Palestinian people is indomitable, and they will not be defeated by any so-called deal of the century. You know, in a way, Donald Trump has done us all a favor because he's lifted the veil on the complicity of the United States government and the criminal Israeli regime's behavior. In fact, the United States government has never been a neutral arbiter. In fact, it has always taken the side of Israel. It has been the state that has given the most fanatical support to Israel, including billions of dollars a year of military aid, which no other government around the world receives. And he's essentially exposed the reality that the United States cannot be trusted to mediate a resolution of this problem between the Palestinian people and the state of Israel.
And lastly, is there anything you would like to say to the Canadian people or the Canadian government?
To the Canadian government, you do not represent the Canadian people. There have been polls that have come out which have showed quite clearly that a strong majority of Canadians support the Palestinian cause and support the notion of sanctions on the state of Israel. To the Canadian people, I say hold your leaders to account, expose their hypocrisy, expose their complicity in these crimes, and demand that they act in accordance with your will.
Thank you.